Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to say thanks to all those that are listening, and I want to say thanks to my panel that's on tonight. We have Elder Bluett, Evangelist Bluett, and Elder Bluett on so far on tonight. We have a great Bible study in store for you all. We have Evangelist Dove Stanton will be coming in to teach on tonight. But before she comes on and teaches, there's a few announcements. First, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and for waking me up this morning and putting me in the right mindset to praise the Lord. Also, on behalf of our bishop, Bishop Omar Zachary, his wife, First Lady Pamela Zachary, we just want to welcome you all and to have a great Tuesday night Bible study with our teacher, Evangelist Dove Stanton, and also with the panel, Elder Bluett so far, and Evangelist Bluett that's on the air tonight. Good evening. One of the couple announcements we have going forward through the rest of the week is that actually tomorrow night, starting on Wednesday, you have Bishop Omar Zachary and family on live, Facebook Live, and also on Blog Talk at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Bishop is going to be holding service out of his garage live on Facebook Live and also on Blog Talk Radio starting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you want to watch on Facebook Live, all you got to do is go to Praise Tabernacle Church and you'll join in live. If you're going to be busy or doing anything and you want to just listen, all you got to do is dial the phone number, 845-277-9094. And we'll be, and you'll be able to watch that. You're going to start it back up for a period of time. I don't know how long it will be, but we definitely will have him on as well. And again, I just want to thank everyone for being on the panel tonight. I think we have also, I'm being told in my ear, we have Elder Richard Taylor, if he's on. Are you there, Elder? I believe
yes,
he's
I'm
on.
Yes, I'm here, brother.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm here.
All right. Good to hear from you this evening, Dot.
Yeah, brother. Good to hear from y'all, too.
All right. And again, we just wanted to let everyone know who's on the panel tonight, Elder Bluett, Evangelist Bluett, and we have our Elder Richard Taylor on as well as on tonight. And before we turn the service over to Evangelist Stanton, there's a few things I just want to thank the people who've been praying for my wife and her daughter. We just want to say thank you. They did a procedure, and they thought, and it was told to us, that that they were going to have to put, Jesus going to have to wear a bag on her stomach, and I said it from day one, and I'm not no prophet or no faith healer. I just knew that the Lord would have the final say, and it wasn't going to be what the doctor said. And she's come out of it, and she don't have to wear the bag at all. And they're still going to do a procedure to clean out her colon and everything, but the bag is not going to have to be put on her, and that was the big worry for her. She's 19 and in college, and it was really messing with her head, and now she's full of life and got that smile back. So I'm just happy that she's able to – that was a success, and the Lord was able to heal her. And with that being said, I'd just like to thank all you all that prayed for her and everything. And I just got a message from Evangelist Stanton. And with that being said, I'm glad I turned it over to Evangelist Stanton. But before I turn it over to her, I told everyone over the weekend that me and my wife were going to be going to Ohio. We had a successful trip. I felt like we were on a mission. And I was able to go to my mother's church and continue to keep my mother in prayer. She just had a surgery this afternoon, and she's in recovery now. And I heard she woke up and was telling my brother she's ready to go home. So she may even be going home, but I just want to thank y'all and continue to pray for my mother. Also, Pastor Morgan from Horse Street Church of God in Christ, they'll be listening in tonight, and they want to see how I was sharing with them how we run our Bible study, and I wanted them to get a good feel for how we do our Bible study. So we definitely have Pastor Morgan on, just listening to how we do our Bible study on tonight, and it was a great privilege and honor to be able to speak at his church on Sunday, and like I said, anything that I can do to help a ministry, that's exactly what we're here to do. And he is my mother's pastor, and he takes good care of my mother as her pastor. And I just wanted to send that shout out to him, and his lovely wife, and just wanted to say thank you for having us, and thank you for all that you do for my mother. And it's just an honor to have you guys on to listen tonight and see how Praise Tabernacle conducts this Bible study on tonight. So with that being said, and we talked about tomorrow night, Wednesday night, is going to be Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Night live on Facebook right out of their garage. And I just want y'all to call in and or go on Facebook and watch that program as well. Now, without no further ado, I hope I'm reading the text right, but is Evangelist Stanton, are you there?
Good evening. Good evening.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Everyone. I apologize.
I'm
a little late.
You're fine. You are fine. Just so you know, you have Evangelist Bluette on, Elder Bluette, and Elder Taylor, and myself is on tonight. So we're going to turn the service over to you, and we're in your hands tonight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Good evening to everyone. I am so glad that you have joined us on tonight for our Truth Tonight Bible study. I'm just excited about the word. I'm excited about today. When I woke up this morning and opened up my eyes, I said, thank you, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for getting me started on my way. I was able to get up out the bed, choose some clothes, some food, and just thank God. So the word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be made glad in it. And I want to just say, before I even get started with Bible study tonight, if you feel like you can't rejoice, I want to give you some things to rejoice about. You are listening to us on tonight. So that means you have the ability to hear. You are breathing. You are moving. I don't know what your situation is, but not only that, God gave you the sun on today. So you ought to rejoice in that. You ought to rejoice that you had some food to eat. It may not have been as much as you wanted, but you had something to eat today. You ought to rejoice that you had clothes to choose from. You have something to rejoice about on today. I know life can seem a little tough. Life can seem a little hard, but you rejoice and be made glad in it still. So I'm just excited tonight. You know, I like to call it couch talk. You know, and tonight I just want us to have a conversation. And I want to do it a little bit differently tonight. I know we usually, you know, do line upon line, precept upon precept. But tonight I have a topic that I want us to discuss. And the name of the topic for tonight is distractions. Once again, distractions. And before I actually go into the Word of God, I want to say a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for life on today, God. We thank you for breathing into us and that we got up another day to get it right with you. I pray, Father God, that this word that you have given me to share with others, to encourage others, to help build others up. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow this word to penetrate their hearing, and then that they just won't be hearers of the word, but they would also be doers of the word. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the word, like I said, the title for tonight is distractions. And I wanted to start out with the definition of what distraction means from the dictionary. It says, it's a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. It's a thing, event, a person that prevents someone from giving their full attention to something else. And some of the similar words to the word distraction is diversion, interruption, disturbance, intrusion, interference, obstruction, and hindrance. And the reason I came up with this study on tonight is I had a couple coworkers that are going through some things, and I've experienced this myself, but they're going through some things right now, and it seems like one thing after the next is coming upon them. Once again, it's one thing after the next is coming upon them. So they they said, oh my God, I don't know, you know, what's going on. It seems like when it rains, it pours. And I was sharing with them, a lot of times the enemy brings distractions into our life. And that's to get us all off course. So there is a scripture that I wanted to start with tonight, and that's Mark chapter 4, verse 19. Mark chapter 4, verse 19. And it reads, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Let me just read that one more time. Mark chapter 4, verse 19. And I'm sorry if I didn't say it in the beginning. Please get your Bibles and get a pencil and paper, because we definitely want to write this down and go back and read for yourself what the word of God says and how God wants to apply it to your life. It says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So what happens is when you try to get into the presence of God, when you try to read your word, when you try to worship, when you try to pray, the enemy wants to distract you. He wants to get you off course because he does not want you to focus on the word of God. And we are finding today there are so many distractions in life which is causing people not to sit and read and study and spend time with God. And I was looking at media, for example. A lot of us have cell phones. A lot of us are on our cell phones. We go to TikTok and Facebook or whatever media that you like to look at. And you will spend hours at a time without even realizing that you've been with your head down, with your face in that phone for a long time. But yet, we don't spend any time with God. We may give God a 20-second prayer when we jump in the bed. Let me say that again. We may give God a 20-second prayer when we finally realize, oops, I need to go to bed. We'll jump in the bed and we'll give God a 20-second prayer, and that's all we'll give him because we're distracted. Now, there's other distractions I'm going to talk about tonight, but I'm talking about media distraction right now. And we end up distracted because the enemy wants us distracted. He hits us with things in life to get us distracted because he doesn't want us to focus on the word of God, because he knows that if we begin to focus on the word of God, our mindset will begin to change. Does anyone have anything they would like to say before I go on?
Yes. I mean, I want you to get into the word first before I say too much of it, but distractions are good because it should push you and let you know that you're not going the enemy's way. And it's how you deal with your distractions is how you're going to come out on the other end. And the Bluette's been through in the last few years. It was one thing after another. But I never lost focus. I never looked defeated. I never talked defeated. I walked with my head up and came wherever I went. I made it better than when I went in. So it's how you deal with your distraction and how you go through your distractions. It determines on how you come out. Maybe you don't. I know you don't hit on it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I am. I was going to talk about there's also good distraction, but is there anyone else have anything they would like to say? Amen. So
I think we can. It's a great subject you have. I think it can be a 3 or 4 hour conversation even on this. The part of our lives have been negatively distractions, but.
Yeah.
You can never say how you're going to come out of each one. You can't. You just got to go through positively to get on the other side of the distraction. But distractions can happen when you're looking at the wrong thing, listening to the wrong thing, in the flesh. Even when all positive atmosphere is around you, it's the flesh that we have to control, and that's a daily fight. We go into one distraction, we come out, and somebody can even tell you, you know, that's going to be a distraction. But you can't tell yourself that you're going to come out of it. You just have to go through. And it's a testing time for God also on building faith. But that's all I had.
Exactly. And you're right, Elder. Distractions could be a long conversation. And this is a self-examination. And like you said, what are you doing in the distraction? And I'm going to hit on some bad distractions. And like Evangelist Blewett said, I'm going to hit on some good distractions also. But I was thinking about, because I work in the personal injury business, and we often see automobile accidents because of distracted drivers. And what they're doing is when they're driving, they're texting, or they're trying to read a text, or they're trying to get the music right. And what they do is they end up taking their eyes off of the road for even a second. I mean, just if you've ever, you know, been in an accident, or if you've ever been driving down the road and you took your eyes off the road for a second, you can veer in that moment. And that's the same thing with our personal life. You're on the road and you're reading and you're studying and you're praying, and you take your eyes off of the road for a second, and you end up veering. And this can cause destruction. Now, I know we're not going to, every second of the day, we're not going to have our mind on Christ every second of the day, but we should try as much as we can to keep our minds on Christ. Yes, we have to work, so you're thinking about work. But when you get that situated, get your mind back on Christ, because veering can cause some serious destruction. So there's a scripture that I've been studying, 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8. So if you would turn to 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8, and it reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." I want to read that again. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And the NIV, that's the King James Version of that, the NIV version reads, "Be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Now, I began to think about being alert and having a sober mind. When you think of sober, some people may immediately think of somebody who's been drinking. And a person that has been drinking, they don't have, they're not sober. They, alcohol may have altered them in some kind of way. It affects people in different ways, but they're not sober. God is wanting us to have a sober mind from doubt, fear, worry, dis-ease. And when I say a sober mind from those things, we're not to meditate on those things in our mind, because we walk around then drunk with the cares of this world. And God doesn't want us walking around drunk with the cares of this world. He wants us to have a sober mind. And the way we do that, and I was thinking, how do you keep a sober mind? And I read these quotes. There's two quotes that I read. "Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord." Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. And I read, "If the enemy can distract you from your alone time with God, then he can isolate you from the help that comes from God alone. If the enemy can distract you from your alone time with God, then he can isolate you from the help that comes from God alone. The enemy wants us distracted. He doesn't want us to have a sober mind. He wants us to be drunk with the cares of this world. Now, we're going to go through some things. We're going to have some problems. We're going to go through some dis-ease. We're going to get offended. We're going to go through some things in life. But we cannot meditate and stay right there on those things. We're going to have to get into the Word of God. We're going to have to get it is written on whatever we're going through so that we won't be distracted. Because, see, when we're distracted, the enemy prowls around looking for the person that's distracted, that's meditating on doubt. He prowls around looking for the person that is drunk with worry. He prowls around looking for the person that is drunk with fear, and then he pounces on you.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything they would like to say?
Yeah, I'd like to add something, Evangelist Stanton. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Good. As I stated before, that when you wrote to the committee, to the staff, that, you know, what your title was, distraction, and I put this is an on-time word because it is.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody that's never really been sick in their life, talking about myself, and to go through what I'm going through now could be a distraction. And my sister, Prophetess LaRonda Taylor, told me the exact same thing that we're talking about tonight. And this is how I know that the Lord is dealing with people about distraction, because you coming with an on-time word, backing up the things that have been told to me. And I take this word personally. And we have to take the word personally. And as we go through our distractions, because, you know, I went to have an MRI done on my thyroid today. I don't know what the results are going to be. I don't care. I'm not letting it be a distraction. I don't care what my other results will be, because I'm not letting it be a distraction. I'm not letting it keep me from praying to the Lord and reading my Bible. I'm not letting my weariness or my getting tired so fast because of the sudden pills I take a day interrupt me from serving the Lord. And that's what we can find ourselves very quickly. And this is what the enemy can use against us, as you stated, as Daniel Bluett stated. But to look at me, you can't tell what I'm going through. What I'm going through. Because I asked the Lord to be in me so much is that only thing other people can see is him through me. And how I respond to different people. Because I could take my frustration, I could take anything out on other people if I allow the enemy to use me that way. And being a man of God, how is that setting an example? And as you stated before, is that we're going to go through things. We're going to go through stuff. And our relationship with the Lord will really tell people that don't know us real well what kind of relationship that we have with the Lord as we go through things. Because we have to understand is that, like you said, we're going to go through things. And how we go through these things really will determine how we come out of it. Maybe not every time, because God has a specific purpose when we're going through stuff. But the enemy can't do nothing to us that the Lord don't allow. I believe that. Because the Lord knows everything.
Yes.
He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. So he understands everything. He knows everything, and he hears everything that we go through. And like you said, there's some good things that we go through and some bad things that we go through, you know. But it's all to get us closer to him and all to get us to love him closer and move and get us to do more in him.
Yeah.
So that we can come through and get through what we're going through.
That's right.
Because I'm trusting the Lord that I'm going to come through what I'm going through. And that there'll be no cancer, there'll be no nothing in my body. And
Amen.
That the Lord will heal my body. That
Amen.
The Lord will heal my body. That this flesh will come under subjection to the will of God. And that I will continue to pursue and press in the things that the Lord has called me to do.
Amen.
And I'm not giving up. And I let Satan know. And I'm going to shut up after this, I promise. And
no,
I let Satan
okay?
know. I let Satan know every day that I'm still going to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna hate on the Lord. I'm not going to find fault in the Lord. But I'm still going to love him and trust him in spite of how I may feel. In spite of what people may think or say about me as I go through this, because I love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that he created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that he gets the glory out of whatever I'm dealing with. And that he be glorified in whatever I'm dealing with. So that's what we got to understand. And just have the faith and trust in the Lord that he's going to do what he's going to do. And we just have to believe in him and stay in his presence as much as we can, as you stated before. You know,
mm-hmm.
I still try to go to work. You know, some days I can't go. My body just won't tired. But that don't mean I stop
right.
praising the Lord and giving glory during that time. So this is such an on-time word. I really appreciate it. It's encouragement, and it's just a follow-up, a confirmation for me. If it ain't for nobody else, it's for me. And I just say thank you for being obedient to the will of the Father. Okay, and I'm going to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Lord give me something else, but that's it.
Amen, Elder. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say? Amen. And, Elder, something you said, it should push us closer to God, not away from him. And sometimes distractions push people away because they feel like, okay, God, why is it that I'm going through what I'm going through? Some stuff that we go through is to strengthen us. It is to build inside of us. It is for us to learn to trust God more. Because how do you know that God is a healer if you never need to be healed? How do you know God is a provider if you never had to be provided for? You know, that's how we learn who God is. There are some things that we go through that will teach us even who God is if we allow ourselves to continue to go towards him and not away from him. Because, you know, the enemy may even try to convince you, where is God? You know, look at what you're going through in your life. Look at what's happening in your life. No, that's just the enemy trying to cause fear of what you're going through. This could be for the testimony for somebody else who's looking at your life and how you handle your distraction. And
that's
somebody
right.
could look at you, somebody else could look at you and say, oh my gosh, I know that they're going through a lot, but look at how they're handling it. They're still serving God. They still have a smile on their pressing each and every day to come to work. They're not giving up. They're not giving in. You know, they're still getting dressed. They're still getting up and getting in the shower. That's what I want to encourage you on today. Anybody that's listening to me, if you're going through some distractions right now, let it push you towards God, not away from him.
Yeah, man.
You trust him.
Yeah.
You trust him. You trust him no matter what it looks like. And like I said, that's why I said, talk the word, say the word, listen to the word, hear the word, worship, you know, say, God, I know it doesn't look good right now, but I believe your report.
I believe that this is still working for my good. I believe that you're working it out on my behalf. I thank you for the testimony that's going to come out of this trial, this test, this distraction. Because we can be distracted by a lot of things. Relationships. We can be distracted by relationships. We can be distracted by our jobs. So, you know, whatever it is in our life that may be causing distraction, give it to God, because even the word says, don't let anything separate you from the love of God. Nothing.
Yes.
You protect that relationship with God at all costs. Let me say that again. You protect it at all costs. So whatever's causing a distraction, if it's something that you have control over, like I said, if you're on TikTok, set your clock before you get on TikTok. Set it for 10 minutes and then dedicate the rest of the hour to God if you just need to. Do whatever you need to do to not be distracted to the point where you're only giving God 20 seconds. Last week I was on a women's Bible study, and they were talking about prayer. And immediately God gave me a simple word about prayer and what it looks like when we don't pray to him. And I just want to give you this example. If you're married or if you have children, and say you wake up in the morning and you have your lips sealed and you don't say one word to your husband or your children, they may say to you, good morning, but you won't say nothing. You get up, you go in the bathroom, and your husband be like, okay, is he mad? Or your children be like, what's the matter with mama? They may ask you a question, are you okay? And you say nothing. You keep your mouth sealed. And then you get your clothes on, you take your shower, you get your clothes on, do your hair, whatever, and you still keep your mouth sealed. And you go out the house and you don't say goodbye. You never say one word to them. You keep your mouth sealed. And then you go to work and you have your coworkers, but you don't say anything to them. You don't take any calls for that day. You keep your mouth sealed. And then you come home from the day, and all day long you have your mouth sealed. That's what it looks like when we don't pray to God. When we don't say anything to him, we have our mouth sealed. And just like your family would be like, did I do something to you? How do you think God feels? God is like, I gave you breath, but you didn't say thank you. I woke you up, but you didn't say anything to me. You went to your closet, you chose clothes, but you didn't say thank you for the choices of clothes. I brought you near of food to eat. I gave you a choice of food, but you didn't even say thank you for the food. I even brought the sun out to shine on you, but you didn't say a word. You got into your car that I gave you, but you didn't say a word. You went to the job that I blessed you with, but you didn't say a word. You said nothing to me. How do you think that makes him feel? You have no relationship with him. But yet, you want everything from him. You're distracted with the cares of this life, and you won't even say anything to him. The enemy has you bogged down, but you won't even talk to your father. And he's waiting right there to talk about what you have going on. And it's not just a one-way conversation. It's a two-way conversation. He speaks to us, and he wants to speak to us. It's just that we give him our little 20-second prayer, and then we off to sleep. Or we give him our little 20-second prayer, and we're off to fellowship and talk to other people, but we won't talk to him because we're so distracted. I really want to encourage you tonight. Whatever distractions that you have, I want you to be mindful to open up your mouth and talk to your Father, because he's waiting on you. He's waiting for you. He wants that relationship with you. And whatever distractions you're going through, he's going to carry you through them.
That's right.
Now, he's going to carry you through them. All distractions are not bad either. And I say that because when we can distract the enemy with our praise and our worship.
That's right.
And our
That's
talking
right.
to God. We can distract
That's
the
right.
enemy, because the enemy, see, he's got you to the point where he knows that you're going to worry, that you're going to doubt, that you're going to fear, that you're going to be at dis-ease. But if we begin to open up our mouth and praise God and give God glory, that distracts the enemy. So this is a two-way. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to add something to that. That is so right, and you are on point with this. Because the enemy is not omnipotent. He's not all-knowing like Jesus is, like our God is. And if I'm wrong, somebody just tell me I'm wrong right now. Because he's not omnipotent. He don't know like Jesus knows.
Mm-hmm.
He could put stuff out there, and he could give us stuff that I have to deal with to see how we respond. But just like
right.
you just said, every distraction is not bad. And what
right.
throws him off is like, when I put this on them, or I try to put this on them, they act like it ain't nothing.
Right.
Now he's trying to figure out something else, you know. So that is so important, because every distraction is not bad.
Right.
And, and when you can use a distraction to distract the enemy from doing his thing, then you're successful. But we got to continue. Consistency is key. Okay, now I'm done. I promise. I'm going to say that.
Hey, man,
that,
I just want to say something real quick.
Go
Even
ahead.
If it is bad, my faith is so strong that God already know he's going to turn it around for my good. So even if it was meant for bad, even when it's meant for bad, I already know I'm going to get some victory in the end anyway. So why walk around and even entertain it? I walk in my victory everywhere I go.
That's
even
right.
if it was bad all day, even though... But my husband asked me every day, I was tired today. I had one employee out, and I had to pick up some more stuff. But he asked me how was I doing. I'm still wonderful, though.
Yeah.
I'm tired, but I'm wonderful. And I made it up in my mind, every day is going to be a wonderful day. Even though things come your way, baby, let the distractions come. It don't matter. You got
That's
the
right.
victory. Okay,
That's
you
right.
got the victory. Remember that. You know the ending. I saw the movie. We saw the end of the movie. We read the book. And we know what's going
that's
on.
Right. And that's a great reminder to us all, evangelists. And some of us are not there yet, but that's a great reminder to even those who are not there yet that you can get there. Just like she said, when she wake up, she make up in her mind, it's going to be a wonderful day. Make up in your mind that it's going to be a wonderful day. And that brings me to my last scripture. In order to make up in your mind and do that, we're going to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it reads, this is the King James Version, it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may
That's right.
prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." See, in order to get to that point, you got to be transformed in your mind. It's your mindset. is your mindset. And you can't say, well, I've always been this way. Well, you need to get born again then. You know, if you've been doubting Sally, get born again, down Sally, because your mind can be renewed. Well, this is how we are in our family. Well, when you take on the bloodline of Jesus Christ, you don't have to be like that. Renew your mind in the Word of God. And you do that through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings back to our remembrance the Word, and it directs and orders our footsteps so that you can get to that point where you wake up in the morning and you have made the choice. I am choosing God today. I am choosing to walk in the wisdom of God today. I'm choosing to walk according to His Word in holiness and righteousness. I am choosing to live according to the Word of God. Now, you may mess up, but you're going to make a conscious effort to say, you know what? Nope. I'm choosing God today. So it's going to be a great day, no matter what comes my way, no matter what the enemy tries to bring. Because the Word of God says, amen, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. The Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Word of God says, with God, all things are possible. You have got to practice the Word of God over and over and over and over and over. I mean over. Don't stop. Don't stop. I got to stay in the Word. I got to get into the Word. I got time here at my lunch break. I get an hour for lunch. I got to get into the Word during my lunch break. And then the Holy Spirit will help renew your mind so that you can walk differently. Look, it's a lot of distractions in this life. Family, relationships, life, bills, health. But God is greater than them all.
Amen.
God is greater than them all. I'm telling you, if you commit to submit and surrender yourself to God daily, yesterday is already gone. Tomorrow's not promised. We have right now this presence. Commit. Choose God with your mouth, with your voice, with your words. Choose God. I like the NIV version of that scripture. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. See, the pattern of this world is to worry, is to doubt, is to say how I'm going to make it. But don't conform to the pattern of this world.
Can you read, can you read one verse in the NIV, number one?
NIV, Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
This is how we get there.
I know that's right. Let me find it. Give me one second.
Well,
I'm going to
read it in the King James, and then you can read it in that. I beseech you, brethren.
Okay.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. Your reasonable may not be my reasonable. Your reasonable service. If I'm not where I'm, you are, you're not supposed to. You present your body as where you are.
Come on now.
Okay,
and
as long as you present your body holy and acceptable, wherever you are, God will reach you wherever you at.
Yes. Lay it on the altar. Lay it on the altar. Give it to God. It's a living sacrifice. So let Him burn out those things that are not like Him. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the NIV version says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Amen. And it's like the whole
Go ahead.
I just want to add this, you know, to like verse 1. It says, you know, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Well, the three elements that keeps us holy, that helps us stay holy, the key elements are the Word of God, the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, and the blood of Jesus. These three elements help us overcome and help us get through whatever we're going through. It helps us to look at people and to deal with people in a different way. These three elements, it's like the Holy Trinity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to get those things in our lives consistently all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I like what Evangelist Bluett was saying. You know, everything, all of this is just on time. And I'll tell you, if this don't bless nobody, it's blessed me tonight. And I say thank you. Evangelist Stanton and Evangelist Bluett and Elder Bluett for everything that y'all committed to say tonight.
Glory to God. Yes, okay. Does anybody have something they'd like to say?
Yeah, I just have one thing real quick. And it's sort of going with what Elder Taylor said and about, you know, being sick and not worried. Because I used to be the king of being sick and distractions. And one of the things that I've learned, and I've actually defeated it, become delivered from it, is you just have to accept that you're going to, and you said it, thyroid, you're going to have every thyroid expert telling you what to do to get rid of it. And when I was going through cancer and I was going through being diabetic, everybody that I came across was telling me certain stuff, and it was distractions to keep me from being healed. And even the people who was trying to be concerned, even church folks, do this, do that, do this, believe all. But when you do present your body and you serve, the Lord will do things that the doctor and can no one else explain. And I'm a witness to that.
Okay.
And one of the things that happened in February is when I passed out Super Bowl Sunday. And my numbers were so high and jacked up. This was just in February. And after that, you know, my numbers were fine, feeling healthy. We went to pass food and stuff out, and my wife was a little concerned because she went out of town, and she was concerned about me doing all this walking. Even though it's good for you, doctor said, because, you know, I can't get too hyped up because it'll mess my numbers up, so they say. But I've been getting hyped up for the longest, and it hasn't affected my numbers. But I went passing food out, and I was carrying the box. And Bishop was with me, and he said, let me go get the wagon. I said, no, I got it. And I felt good. But technically, if I had listened to the doctors, I would put everything in a wagon and made it real easy. But because you make a sacrifice for the Lord, and you do things and you push yourself serving the Lord will rewrite the script from what everyone else saying you have. People tell me what to eat and how to eat this, that, and the other.
Amen.
But yet still, I don't focus on that. I don't focus on what they say because I know that I'm going to serve the Lord, and if I serve the Lord, regardless what people tell me outside of that, if I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do, it really doesn't matter what the doctor says because the Lord got me covered. And we're not going to listen to the doctor because I'm not trained to listen to what doctor. I listen to him, but the final doctor is going to tell me what I need to do. And if the spirit convicts me from eating some French fries, I won't eat them. Amen. That's how I do my check.
Okay.
If it feels good for me to eat it, I will do it and keep it moving because I'm connected to the. And when you're connected to the Lord will tell you things that sometimes that don't make sense to everybody else. It won't make sense to everybody else, but it will make sense to you and your Lord. So when people start talking to you and telling you do this and do that, it's a distraction. So you start thinking about it. You go Google it. And next thing, you're so spending so much time and trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. Supposed to do is just listen to what the Lord, the Holy Spirit tells you to do. You do it.
Yes.
And if it doesn't even look good at the particular time, you still feel it. You just keep doing what you're doing because the Lord is in control. And that's really all.
Yeah.
All what I have to say, and I listen to Evangelist Bluett all the time, listen to how she overcame some of the things that she's overcame. She never stopped serving.
Yeah.
And that's the key element. She never stopped serving. And when if you don't stop serving, God will rewrite the script. Man say one thing. You keep serving and serving and serving and serving. God will come in and step in and rewrite that thing. That's why she said on a bad day is a good day, because you're going to continue to serve. And you can't have a bad day if you're serving the Lord.
Come on,
you cannot have a bad day when you're serving the Lord. And that's all I got to say.
I want to add one thing to what Evangelist Oliver was, Elder Oliver was saying. You know, the scripture says, and I mean, I'm going to be really finished this time. I'm sorry. He takes the foolish thing. The scripture says he takes the foolish thing to confound the wise. So when everybody thinks they know everything because of education and because of things that they read about or they read in a book or something, and that's in every element of our lives, he takes the foolish thing to confound the wise. Like the doctor say, don't eat french fries. If he's not convicted by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, he'll eat one every now and then, you know, because his body feels okay. But he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. And so that's why it's so good that we understand what the Word is saying. Read the Word, let the Holy Ghost guide us. And one of the things that I ask for every day, I mean, I try to remember to ask the Lord this every day, Lord, give me an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to me.
Yeah.
Every day, every morning when I get up, when I'm in the shower, when I'm praying to the Lord and I'm thanking him for the light of a brand new day, you know, I say, Lord, allow me to hear what your Spirit is always saying, you know, because when you're going through stuff, you don't want to be wrong. And if you wrong sometimes or every now and then, okay. But you just get it right. Just say, Lord, line me back up. You know, and I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for everybody that's listening tonight, that's been praying for Elder Taylor. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the committee that's been praying for me, the bishop, everybody that's been praying for me. I thank God. I give you glory. And today, when I was on that MRI table, and the lady said, lay down, we're going to do this, and the other. I started praying. I wasn't scared. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no fear within me. But, you know, some people can get nervous of what they see and this and that and the other. She couldn't even tell me what she saw as a technician, as an MRI technician. She said the doctors is going to have to leave. You know, so I'm not worried. And I'm not giving power and authority to the enemy. I'm just thanking God for what he's done in my life and giving him glory. And I just started praying and thanking him while I laid there on the table. And so I'm encouraged. I don't care what I hear. I'm encouraged. And I say, thank you, guys. I love you. And thank you, Evangelist Pam, for this on-time word.
Praise God. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say before I end it out? Amen.
Yeah, go ahead, Elder Blue. Great conversation, positive and negative on our decisions, distractions. But I do want to go back. Hold on one sec. I do want to say, I know when I was real young, I was distracted from my father's instructions, my mother's instructions, growing up in South Central LA, doing what I want to do. And my distractions brought about issues in my life, losing this, losing that. Didn't know God at the time. And, you know, a lot of folks can't. I'm older now, and I can say this. A lot of folks don't understand that the devil will throw a distraction in your life, and if you entertain it, get into doing things you ain't supposed to do, or whatever, the consequences of the things that happen after your decisions should be able to change you. And a lot of people are hard-headed and take for granted for the things they have in their life to mm-hmm. think that they're just going to be lucky their whole life, and it's a lie. Mm-hmm. The consequences of some things can be death. The consequences of some things is just losing whatever you have is gone. The consequences is different for everybody, but it's a part of your life that you'll never forget when you lose the one thing you love, lose the things that benefited you because of the distraction that you adhere to. So we got to be careful how we're distracted. And the more you build your faith in God, and I found this to be true, my wife knows this also, the stronger you build your faith, and as that time is building and the distractions start coming, you know, God will let you see that distraction. He will open your eyes to certain things to give you warning. Whether if it's negative, he'll give you warning because he doesn't want to lose none of us. But he'll give you a warning, and a lot of us don't heed that warning until it's too late. And the consequences could be something you can never pay for or recover from. You'll lose your mind. You can lose everything behind the distraction that you adhere to and that you wouldn't take care of and that you weren't strong enough in faith to move on because you never got to that part in your life behind distractions. That's all I have. A great conversation tonight.
Thank you, sir. Great comment, Elder Bouette. We appreciate you for that, sir. Does anyone else have anything they would like to say before we get ready to close out tonight? I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you on tonight, for our panel, for our listeners. Pray that everyone got something. As I always do, I encourage you to go back and read the word for yourself and test the spirit by the spirit. Don't just take our word for it. Ask God how to apply it to your life so that when distractions do come, and I like that Elder Bluett said, and if you adhere to it, if you allow those distractions to stick to you, it can change the course of your life in a bad way. But like I said, there's bad and good distractions. So we also want to remind you that through the Holy Spirit, and that comes when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just like Evangelist Bluett like to say, it's very simple, ABC, accept, believe, and confess. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he is the Son of God and confess with your mouth. Say it out loud that you believe Jesus is the Son of God and that you accept him into your life. You don't have to have any serious formality. You can do it in your bathroom, your bedroom. You ain't got to wait till you go to church. You can get saved right where you are at and then ask the Holy Spirit to come in and to reside in those places as God clean you out, those dark places. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring his holy light so he can renew your mind in the word of God. We encourage you on tonight that if you haven't done that, do the ABC, accept, believe, and confess, and then find you a good church. If you need a Bible, we have an email address, ptcforchrist@gmail.com. ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll get a Bible to you so that you can begin to read and study the Word of God so that you can bring distraction to the enemy, so that you can disturb the enemy with your praise, your worship, your praying. Like I said earlier about prayer, open up your mouth. Stop having a closed mouth to God. If you don't know what to say, just begin with thank you. Just begin with thank you. Thank you for waking me up. You don't have to have a formality of prayer. You don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to know. Wherever you are right now, all you have to do is open up your mouth and say thank you if you don't know what else to say. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you that no matter what it looks like, God, you got it. Thank you for the sun shining today. Thank you that I have food to eat. Thank you that I was able to go to work if you got a job. And if you don't have a job, God, he was still providing for you because your cell phone is still on because you're listening to us. Start right there. We encourage you to start right there. If you do have a prayer request, you can email us at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Or if there's a topic that you want us to touch on, email us as well. But we're excited for you because you have the chance to get it right. We do have one prayer request from tonight for Mr. Melvin White. It's a young man. He's in ICU in need of prayer, so we are going to pray for him. And before I close out, just a reminder, Monday night we do have D&K with our own Elder Derek Oliver and his beautiful wife, Keisha Oliver. That's at 7 p.m. on Monday night. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. is our Bible study. And then I think tomorrow we're going to have it, Bishop Omar Zachary and family on Facebook. Thursday night we have at 7 p.m. the Royal Bluettes. It's Elder Bluett and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Bluett, and their family. And if you guys have not tuned in, it is a great time at 7 p.m. on Thursday night, and they are just real and transparent about themselves as a family and how they are allowing God to work in their lives. They have gone through some stuff. So if your family is going through something, listen to them on Thursday night. They are transparent, and they will tell you how they did it through Christ. And doing it through Christ. And then Sunday morning, we have Live at the Tabernacle, 9 a.m. Sunday morning service. So we're excited for you on tonight. I'm going to close with prayer, and then we'll read our Great Commission. And if all hearts and minds have nothing else to say, we'll close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word on tonight. We pray, Father God, that you would touch and bless every listener on tonight. We pray, Father God, that you would teach them in the word how not to be distracted and also teach them how to distract the enemy with their praise, their worship, their reading of the word, their submitting and surrendering unto you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Melvin White and anybody else that's feeling dis-ease or illness, Elder Taylor, anybody else, Elder Oliver's mother, we just thank you for your healing virtue. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed, and we're going to stand upon your promise, God, no matter what it looks like. In the name of Jesus, yes. We submit and surrender unto you, God. We know that you're well able to do anything but fail, God. So, Father God, I pray that you would just send your word of healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you, God, for those who are going to receive and accept you as their Lord and Savior. We pray, Father God, that you would renew their mind in the word of God. Father God, even your sons and daughters, that we would have a relationship with you, God, and not just a religious experience, but a relationship, that we would seek to know you, that you would know us, God, and that we will present this body as a living sacrifice, God, which is our reasonable and acceptable service unto you in the name of Jesus. Be glorified, God. Be glorified in and through us. No flesh will glory in your presence, but you will get all the glory and the honor. Yes. In Jesus' name. Matthew 28:19-20 reads, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Have an amazing rest of the evening. Have an amazing rest of the week. Trust God.
Yes.
Give them your distractions. In the name
God
of
bless
Jesus.
You.
Amen. Yes. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.